Breakfast powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors, and Land Pride attachments. Prizes up for grabs. Signet Boost Power Bank, valued at $44.95. Signet Boost Power Bank will keep your phone, tablet, and earbuds powered 24/7. Vossy.
Lots of people reacting to our last two interviews, both Brandy and Will Harrison. That Will Harrison, a bloody good bloke. Talk about grounded. All the best from Frank. Campbell Graham, interesting. Errol Goulden from the Swans also went to Marcelin, I think, says Martin on the text. We'll follow up that, but lots of sporting talent there, but that's across the three football codes. Though Campbell Graham ends up at... Campbell Graham was a... Did he? No, Cameron Murray was Newington, wasn't he? Yeah, Campbell Graham, Marcelin boy. Yeah, so there you go. So you've got a star of rugby league who's played for Australia. You've got Errol Goulden, Swans. And you have Will Harrison as well. Greyhounds, there has been a text. Is it Fat Pizza, the dog that's had the 100 starts without a win? Simon Orchard.
Oh, yeah, did it win?
Comes online every Friday from thedogs.com.au because we've got the Ladbrokes Golden Easter Egg this weekend. But can we start with Fat Pizza first of all? Simon, welcome back to the program.
Boys, good morning. Good morning, listeners. The Fat Pizza is at 100 starts, zero wins. Still.
Lost again.
Day. Had its last start around the Easter Carnival, Fat Pizza. So raised the bat for Nick Kilner, the great Nick Kilner, and now just having a spell, just working out their next plan of attack, the inaugural win.
Because it's the family pet, James. If you don't follow the whole story, it's the family pet.
Yeah, right.
And it races, and it loves the racing. So, story well worth following. We're on the bus. We're on the Fat Pizza bus, Simon. Absolutely.
And he's going for the record as well, boys. I don't know exactly what it is. I think it's about 115-ish. That's the most starts without a win. And people out there will say, oh, well, the dog clearly doesn't want to run. But this dog is a beautiful animal. Nick Kilner takes it out for breakfast. He spoils it like it's a kid. Probably the reason why it's not winning any races. But he loves the dog to death, and 100 starts, no wins. But he does have 39 placings, so there you go.
Talk to us about this golden Easter egg tomorrow. Obviously, it's a bit after Easter, but this is the big race, right?
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head there. I heard Roy and HG actually last week say, what's the go with the Easter egg being on basically next Easter? Because it's been a while. But it got washed out, fellas. That's why we've pushed things back a week. But this is a big one. $350,000 for the winner goes off tomorrow night at Wentworth Park. We're giving away over $500,000 in prize money across the card tomorrow. And this is the one that a lot of trainers grow up wanting to win. We've got races worth more money, boys. We've got $1 million chase. There's a race down in Victoria called the Phoenix worth a stack of money as well. But this race has got history. It's got prestige. As I said, you're growing up as a trainer in New South Wales or anywhere around the country. This, the Melbourne Cup, they're the sort of races that you aim for. And it's tomorrow night. It's the big one. If you're going to have a better race, McKenna is a raging hot favourite at the moment. She's absolutely blown the hands off the clock in the last couple of weeks. How's this, boys? She's run the second ever fastest time at Wentworth Park in the heats. She backed it up last week with a run of 29.28, but the second ever fastest dog to go around at Wentworth Park, and that's why she's the raging hot favourite. That's why she's the dog that I want to get behind. It's race 8 tomorrow night at Wentworth Park, number 2, McKenna. We just want to see good dogs get a crack at the big races. So hopefully even luck for her, for Michelle Sultana, for Georgie Alvaro, the fruiterer, who's bought this dog for a big, big price, and hopefully she can repay the favour tomorrow night. So race 8, number 2, McKenna. It's one of the best bets on the program. If you want to have another play on the card, race 5 is the Association Cup. It's basically New South Wales versus Queensland, boys. Palawa King for the Blues up against Valpolicella for the Maroons. The two best stays in the country at the moment, both going head-to-head. I like Valpolicella from box 8, but I wouldn't criticise you if you wanted to have a bet on Palawa King as well. So Valpolicella is one of the
good
bets
man.
There.
And Simon, then the bet- we've run out of time. We've run out of time. The Ladbrokes Golden Easter Egg tomorrow. The Super Series returns with a time-honoured Ladbrokes Golden Easter Egg. This is SEN, the home of sport.